Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
We're longing for your hand to guide us to a place where you can cleanse us with your rain. Baptize us once again. We thirst for you.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Apostle Deborah Vales Taylor, and it is a blessing to be with you once again today. Truly, we thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. And you know, God is such a good God. He's a wonderful God. He's a kind God. He's a loving God. He's a saving God. He's a delivering God. He's a healing God. He's a God that watches over his word to perform it. Praise God. He's an almighty God. There is nothing that God will not, cannot do for us when we put our trust in him, when we are determined to rely on him. Amen. Put our hope in him and our faith in him. Praise the Lord. So we're trusting that you will be encouraged today, that you will be edified today by the word of the Lord and by prayer. Praise God, because we know that nothing goes without prayer. And you, when you begin to pray and seek the face of God and put his word in the atmosphere and decree and declare it, praise the Lord, God does honor his word. And so we're just thanking God for the opportunity one more time to come before him and pray. Praise the Lord. And we want to thank you all that are listening to the broadcast, to the weekly broadcast that we have right now of intercessory prayer. Praise the Lord. Amen. We just know that God is moving by his spirit. We thank God that he is moving and he's healing, he's delivering, he's setting people free. Because truly Jesus came to set the captive free. Praise the Lord. Amen. We do invite you, if you would like to call in, praise God, for a specific prayer request that you may have on your heart, you're free to do so. You may call us at 718-664-9578 to give us a prayer request. We will pray with you. Praise God. We will touch and agree with you. Praise the Lord. This is just for prayer requests. If you would like to leave your prayer request, you can do that. You can also email us. Praise God. At the end, praise God, we do give our email that you can email us. Praise the Lord. Your prayer request. We're preparing to go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we love you today. And we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you, Father, for allowing us just to see another day, Father God, for our life and health and strength. We do love you and we appreciate you, Father, and all that you're doing for your people. Father God, we just want to magnify you. We thank you most of all, Holy Spirit, that you're with us, that you're walking with us, that you're guiding us and leading us by your Spirit. And Father God, we ask that as we go into this prayer today, and Father, all those that are listening, that, Father, you will meet needs, that you will minister by your power, that you will save, that you will deliver, that you will set free. Because, Jesus, you came to set the captive free. You came to set us free in our spirit, in our soul, and even in our mind, in our bodies. And, Father God, many are bound today. Many are bound. Many are confused. Many don't know what to do. Many need wisdom, direction, guidance, according to your word. So, Father God, we're asking you today to minister, to meet the needs of your people. Many are sick in body. Many feel hopeless, oh God, but we know that you come to bring hope to those that are hopeless. You come to heal those that are infirmed in their bodies and sick, Father God. So we are trusting you, dear Lord, to do the work today that only you can do. We love you and we appreciate you, Father God. Most of all, God, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, God, that as we read your word and study your word, that it is life. It's health to our bones. Oh, Father God, it's hope. Father God, it's strength. It's victory. It's encouraging. It's edifying. Oh, God, help us on today. Help your people to walk in love. Help us, God, to walk in the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, peace. It's long-suffering, and it's faith, and it's temperance, it's meekness, self-control. All of the fruit of the Spirit. Help us to walk in your love, which is sincere. Oh, God, your love is kind. Oh, Father God, your love does not seek evil, does not seek ill toward anyone, Father God. Only seeks to do the good. Father God, help us, God, to walk in sincerity and truth and honesty. Father God, upright before you. Oh, Father God, if there's any sin in our lives, we ask that you would cleanse, that you would deliver, that you would flush it out, Father, that as things come up, Father God, as we see ourselves for who we are, help us to repent. Help us, God, to walk a repentant life, to live a repentant life before you and stay humble before you, Father God. We thank you now. We thank you, God, for what you're doing in the body of Christ. Father God, that you begin to heal and mend, make whole, Father God, spirit, soul, and body. Father God, all throughout the body. The body of Christ is shattered and torn, afflicted and wounded. But Father God, we trust you. We trust you to do the work in your people, Father, that you desire to do. And Father God, we thank you for that. We thank you right now that you're pulling down strongholds. Father God, strongholds that have been set up in the minds of the people. Father God, you come that we may be free even in our mind, that we would think your thoughts. And Father God, feel your heartbeat and obey you, Father God. So we thank you for that. We thank you that every vain imagination, we will learn, God, to bring it into captivity. Oh, God, bring it under submission and subjection to the anointing of God, to the Spirit of the Lord. And Father, those that don't have any peace, we pray, God, that you would flood their souls with peace today. Father, give peace, God, to those that are troubled, and those that are worried, and those that are filled with anxiety. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for that. Those that are battling on the front line, help us, oh, God, to put on the whole armor of God. Father God, that we will quench every fiery dart of the wicked one. Help us to stand and be strong in the Lord and in the power of your might, Father God. That, Lord God, when we put on that helmet of salvation, we will realize that it covers our head. It covers our mind. Oh, God, it covers every thought. Oh, God, that the enemy would even try to bring thoughts at us, Father. But when our mind and our head is covered with that helmet, it will protect. Oh, God, it will cause the dart to go back, to ping off of the helmet. We thank you for the breastplate of righteousness. That breastplate covers our chest cavity, covers our heart, covers the vital organs from being hit from the enemy. That then their heart cannot be pierced with the arrows of hurt and discouragement and all the things that the enemy would try to go down and take into our heart, Father God. So we thank you, God, because your word declares that we should guard our heart, for out of it are the issues of life. And Father, we will not open our heart up to the wrong thing, to the wrong people, but we will keep our heart open to you. Father God, we will stay pliable. We will have a heart of flesh and not a heart of stone. We thank you for that. We thank you, Father God, that our feet have on the gospel of peace. And Father God, the gospel, you tell us in your word, blessed are those that carry the gospel of peace. So Father God, help us to walk in your peace. Help us, oh God. We thank you, God, for the shield of faith that quenches every fiery dart of the wicked one, so that when those darts come, that shield of faith will cause those darts to be wielded right off, because that shield is oiled with the Holy Ghost. Oh God, we thank you that we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, that we will fight not with our natural means, not with carnal means, not with fleshy means, but with the word of God. How Hallelujah. Because when we lift up your word and we speak your word and declare your word, you act on your word. Oh God, so we thank you for the word of the Lord. And Father, we will remember to pray in the Holy Ghost. Father God, because we know that the Holy Ghost knows how to pray. He prays the perfect prayer. He knows what's your heart, and he only speaks what he hears from you. And Father, we need to know how to tap into and walk in the vein of the Holy Ghost. Help us, Father, to be sensitive to you. Oh, Father God, in our walks, in our daily lives, that, Father, we won't let the word slip from us, that we won't veer off to the left or to the right, but we will keep our feet on a firm path to obey your word, to do your will, Father. We're here in this earth to do only your will, not our own will, not the will of man, but the will of God. And so, Father, we thank you for that. We thank you for your word today. We bless you right now, Father God. We thank you now for leaders. Father God, you tell us in your word that we're to give thanks for all men. We're to pray and we're to intercede for our leaders. So we lift up now the local government and those who minister to the body of Christ. Oh, Father, you said that all flesh must come to you and humble themselves and recognize that without you, we can do nothing. So, Father God, as we as leaders lift up and come to you, Father, we are helpless without you. We can do nothing without you. So we trust you for your anointing, for your grace, that you would minister, Father God. We pray that you would give wisdom. Father God, we ask that, God, that men and women would acknowledge you in all their ways, that you would direct their paths, Father God. Lord, we place the blood of Jesus Christ on each of them. Father God, from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet, we ask that you would cause them to be sober and alert in every decision that has to be made on our behalf each and every day. We bind every hindrance that would come at them. We ask, God, that you would quicken them by your power, that it would be demonstrated in the task of their leadership. Cause them to be upright and sensitive in their assignments for which you have ordained for them. You said in your words that the powers that be are ordained by you. So we give you thanks, we honor you, we glorify you for your mercy, for your forgiveness and unconditional love for us in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we pray now. We come in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we are at the brink of the sea, but we thank you for miracles that come as we face impossible situations. We thank you for your saving grace, your strong right hand, and your outstretched arm. No one has an arm like yours, O God. Even as you brought the children of Israel through the Red Sea, we know that you're doing the same for us. We depend upon you to see us through. There is absolutely nothing impossible for you, O Lord. We take courage and comfort knowing that you are our strength when we're weak. So we call you faithful in the midst of what seems so horrible and unexplainable. Our trust, O God, is in you. We take you at your word, for your word will not return void unto us. We expect your word to bring back all that was lost or stolen from us in the name of Jesus. We pronounce Proverbs 6:31 over our life. All that was taken will be returned seven times. We decree that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rises against us, you will show to be wrong, Father God. Lord, I thank you for being a shield all around me. You are my exceeding great reward, and my shelter is in you. You are my refuge and my fortress. There is absolutely nothing that can separate me from your love, O God. I am fully persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, O God, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature will be able to separate me from the love of God. I declare that you will perfect that which concerns me. I cast all of my cares upon you because I know that you care for me, Lord, as I submit to you. I rejoice I know that all things work together for the good of those who love you and are the called according to your purpose. I am called according to your purpose. Therefore, I know that this too shall pass. Oh God, it will bring a great testimony and glory unto you, Lord. So we thank you for trusting us with this tribulation. Oh God, I know that you would not put more on us than we can bear. This challenge in our lives is working patience in us. The patience I'm receiving is giving me experience, and the experience is giving hope. Because of the hope that I'm receiving out of this experience, I will not be disappointed in the end. So, Father, we thank you that no spirits of fear, anxiety, hopelessness, depression, or worry will plague our soul. The spirit of defeat is displaced by victory. Oh God, we do not have a spirit of fear. Therefore, I boldly say that I have the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. So, Lord, I take authority over every opposing spirit that comes to contend with your divine purpose for my life. I declare that I will fulfill the destiny you've ordained for me, and I will not be distracted. I bind the spirits of distraction that comes to confuse and discourage us. I am not moved by what I see. I walk by faith and not by sight. So, Lord, I release the voice of faith over our situation and say that Jehovah Jireh is our provider. Every need is already met concerning, oh God, every matter and situation that would come in our lives. There is no one in our lives, oh God. Doors are opening on our behalf, and we rejoice to know that you have never left us or forsaken us. You promised to be with us in trouble and to deliver us because we have known your name. So, God, we thank you for delivering from the strong enemy. Oh, God, Jesus, your name is a strong tower. And so we run into it, and we are safe. All adversities, attacks and catastrophes, calamities, emergencies and storms, disasters, dangers and slander, defamation, accusation, sudden arrows, traumas, and any other thing that would come to hurt our families or us, oh God, are covered with the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we bind the arrows that come by day and the terrors that come by night. We put on, again, the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against every wile of the devil. Again, one time more, we make sure that our loins are girt about with truth, and we sever every lie of the enemy. We put on the breastplate of righteousness, and we say that we are the righteousness of God. And God, we thank you that our feet are shod with the preparation of gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith, and we quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Father God, we thank you for that helmet again of salvation. We thank you again for the sword of the Spirit that's in our hand, oh God, and we are praying consistently. We thank you for that, oh God. We are more than a conqueror, Lord. We thank you for the prevailing anointing that causes us to triumph in the face of adversity. We grab a hold of the horns of the altar, God, and we refuse to let it go. Oh God, we thank you now. We commit to bless you in the midst of trouble. Your divine will for this time of our life will be accomplished. And what the devil has meant for our demise will cause our promotion and prosperity. The greater one is on the inside of us, O God. And Lord, we command the resurrection power of Jesus to come forth on our behalf in Jesus' name. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God. Hallelujah. Continue to be Lord, Father. Continue to make yourself strong, God. Hallelujah. And help us, oh God, to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. We thank you for the peace of Jesus that passes all of our understanding, because it keeps us, oh God, our minds in you, in Christ Jesus. And Father, we thank you for that tranquility today, that peace today, that rest today, that we can enter into your rest, Father. We thank you for that. We thank you for wholeness in body. Oh, my God, we thank you that, God, you made us everywhere whole, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. Every report that the enemy will try to put out against us, against our bodies, Father. You have pulled down, and we want to thank you for that. We thank you because we walk in victory. We walk in health. We walk in divine health according to your word. That God, if we walk according to your word and are pleasing to you, you will put none of the diseases on us that you put on Egypt, that you put on those, God, that rebel, that disobey. Oh, Father God, we thank you that we're not rebellious, but we're obedient children. Father God, quick to hear, quick, God, to obey you, Father God, because your word declares that if we're willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. So we thank you, Father, that you've given us the war in the spirit. We thank you for warfare today. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us to bind demonic rulers and spirit wickedness in high places with chains and fetters of iron. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege to execute the judgments written upon the powers of darkness by the authority we have in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the access which we have to your throne through the blood of Jesus Christ. And by that same blood, our testimony, we overcome, Father God. We thank you, Father, that we are affronted by demonic strongholds which have come up before our faces in this land, which you have given to us. So execute your vengeance and punishments upon all unclean spirits that harass your people. Lord, let the high praises of God dwell in our mouth, within our heart, with exceeding joy. Give us the ability to open our mouth with praise that flow forth from our hearts to you, O God. Lord, you are our God. We long to see your power and your glory manifested in the earth as we've seen it in your word. Manifest great strength and cause your enemies to take flight. Set siege against stubborn spirits, spirits of hell that afflict us in our emotions, bodies, and within our minds. Lord, set a siege against the gates of darkness and battering rams to the walls of the forces of satanic power. Set our battlements and fortify us in your word of righteousness and holiness. Arm us with thy life, which we have by the indwelling of the Holy Ghost, O God. Lord God, set battlements against your enemies, even now, God, against the enemies of God and man. Father, we ask that you loose angels on our behalf, angelic spirits. They minister. They're made of flaming fire sent forth to minister to the heirs of salvation and the everlasting life through Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you for that. We thank you that you're loosing warring angels that excel in strength. By your command, release them this moment to stand, watch, and guard over your church, repelling all demonic intrusion and intruding spirits. Bind up, isolate, and cut off every satanic principality and power from the ability to supply, cooperate with, give aid to, and support or strengthen any demonic spirit or human agents of evil. Bind up all scorners who plot wickedness continuously against God and his people, and all ranking spirits assigned to thwart his eternal plans. As it is written, let them be brought to confusion. Pour out your fury upon the works of hell and the powers of darkness. Let the kings and princes be bound and tormented. Release cruel torments and unmitigated punishment against the enemies of El-Sabaoth, the God of hosts. Let all their great houses fall and grind their strongholds to dust. Leave no one, no rock, no pebble, no stone. O God, O Father of lights, in the name of Jesus, take vengeance against your enemies, O God. Take vengeance and spare not your wrath upon the forces of hell that would pervert your name. Be merciful for thy name's sake to all that call upon your name. O God, be merciful and extend loving kindness to your people. Jehovah Shalom, you have ordained peace for us, your children. You have ordained abundant peace, rest, joy for all your people who wage warfare in battles of in places of great battle, O God, and for all who come forth to do your will, empowered by your name. O God, we thank you. We thank you for this prayer. We love you today for the privilege, God, again, just to call upon your name. We thank you, Father. We thank you right now. We love you today. Oh, Father God, continue the work that you have begun in your people. We love you. We appreciate you, Father. Oh, God, we thank you now, Father God, that the Beelzebub spirit is bound, He's bound over our city. He's bound over our county. He's bound over our state in the name of Jesus. Father God, every territorial spirit, every principality spirit, every exousia power spirit, rulers of darkness of this world and wicked spirits in high places and all spirits not of the Holy Spirit is bound right now. We take authority over every ruler that's been assigned over individuals of our ministries and families, Father God. We bind all spirits above, below, watcher spirits, scanner spirits, eavesdropper spirits, human spirits that travel by astral projection. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Divination spirits, witchcraft spirits, spirits of superstition, all spirits of Jezebel, Python, guile, Antichrist, that fault finder spirit is bound. Deaf spirits are bound. All spirits of slander, scandal, defamation, accusation, false accusation, all spirits of persecution, prosecution, opposition and hindrance, interference, obstruction, all blocking spirits and spirits of confusion, division, lies, discord, argument, Ahab spirits, the spirits of Balaam, Korah, and Cain are bound in the name of Jesus. We bind all litigation, discontent, warring spirits. We bind all familiar spirits assigned. We bind the spirits of seduction, beguiling spirits, pride, presumption, arrogance, unbelief, obsession, ill will, distraction. We bind assassination, character assassination, doubt, and we bind all fear in the name of Jesus. We bind all nature spirits right now. We bind the spirits of the wizards. Oh, my God, Indian witchcraft spirits, religious spirits are bound. Legalistic spirits, traditional spirits are bound in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you that all spirits of unforgiveness, bitterness, resentment, anger, hate, spite, root of bitterness, malice, and all hindering spirits are bound in the name of the Lord. We blind the third eye of the mediums. We bind all their physical, psychic, and spiritual attacks aside, operations, seedings, works, plans, activities, traps, wow, snares, curses, hexes, vexes, bewitchments, enchantments, oh God, cantrips, literatures, judgments of witches and warlocks, all acts of evil, witchcraft, sorcery, magic, candle magic, potion magic, black magic is bound, white magic, contagious magic, all omens, crystal magic, voodoo, Caribbean, South American witchcraft, Eastern mysticism, New Age movement, workings of curses, rituals, and sacrifices to Satan, all demonic thoughts, threats, mental occlusions, statements, gobashe, oh God, ideation, self-inflicted curses, through negative confession, bound in the name of the Lord. We bind imagery, oh my God, and magnification. We take all these things captive by faith, and we call them canceled, made null and void, never manifested, or come to pass, cursed and destroyed at the root, and rendered of no effect, judged, spoiled, never seated, cast down as vain imaginations, broken off of our ministry in the name of Jesus, the people, families, immediately, completely, oh my God, we cut and sever all ties, bonds, cords, soul ties with corporate or personal sin. We repent, we renounce of all sin right now, all trusting you, God, with expectant faith in Christ Jesus' name. We decree and we declare that these prayers are accomplished for your glory. We thank you now. We give you praise for it, God. Thank you for this prayer today. Oh, God, now we loose the Holy Ghost to go forth and do the work that needs to be done. Oh, my God, we loose the untapped power of the Holy Ghost. Father God, you go in and you do the work now in the name of Jesus that need to be done in the lives of the people. We thank you, and we will forever give you praise. We'll forever give you honor. We'll forever give you glory. We'll forever magnify your name. We'll continue to lift you up. In the mighty name of Jesus, we love you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministry.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at setfreeoutreachministry@hotmail.com. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, P.O. Box 2456, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because He loves you and He cares.